Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission, coming to you this very day, the ninth day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. We are in Amsterdam. That very place, they said, is very, very difficult, that people cannot come to preach this gospel. We are here before a very impressive crowd once again. Our people left football to come to listen to the gospel of the redemption of their own country and by extension their very soul. And we are humbled by it. When we see you this way, there is nothing we will not do to bring Biafra. Nothing. Everything will be done. Because here in Amsterdam today, you have demonstrated the same way you did in Zurich, the same way you did in Geneva, that you are Biafrans. Not just in word, but in deed. Because I can see from the very large number of people here that even in places where they said that this gospel can never be preached, that there are Biafrans who are genuine, there are those who are honest, there are those who are truthful, and there are those that want to return to the land that Chukwu Abiama, Ekekere Eligwe Nowa, Obasibini Igwe, gave to their progenitors. That is why we are here today, to unite you with families all around the world, to tell you that if you go to Switzerland, we have our people there. Any part of the world that you go to, as long as you are a Biafran belonging to a Biafran family, anywhere you go to on this earth, you will have somebody meet you at the airport to receive you. We are doing something extraordinary, something phenomenal. That is why from here, as we broadcast to the rest of humanity, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to our people, those of them in the far eastern part of the world. We are here today. We had a brief town hall meeting. The questions will come live on air. That is why we're coming to you a bit late. We are thankful to HMFO for deputizing and holding forth before we are able to be connected once again with our people all around the world. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a wonderful servant of the beautiful people of Biafra, great people of Biafra. I didn't say it. It was said by Frederick Lugard. And we are here today to take you back to where you come from. We have come to Amsterdam to take you home, essentially, for you to understand that this place is not Mbarakoma. This place is not Obakala or Ungwa. This very place you're in is not Awamama. Here that you are in is not Newi. You are in Amsterdam. You must go back to where you come from. The same way the Dutch people here built this very city, built this wonderful civilization, is how you are also going to build yours. I hate begging. Our life in Europe and all around the world is synonymous with those that beg and plead. We beg for everything, for housing, we beg for jobs, we beg for our papers to be renewed. That is not how anybody with any shred of dignity should live. Most of you here are very comfortable. You are doing very, very well. But it is now time for you to invest more in supporting the reemergence, the restoration of your country, Biafra, that we all may go home and worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. We welcome each and every one of you. And we are making this very, very clear. If you're listening, anybody listening anywhere else apart from here, please, you must ensure that the number with which you can get hold of us this very evening here in Amsterdam, in Holland, is +31 687 787 825. I repeat, +31, which is the code for Holland, 687 787 825. That is the code. If you call that very number, we will put you live on air, and the rest of humanity will be able to hear you. If there is any intermittency in our transmission, do not despair. Don't touch your system because we are outside our comfort zone, outside the main studios of Radio Biafra, be it in Enugu or in London. There are bound to be some fluctuations. You must bear with us. Our people are here today. They will hear the voice of their own kind from all over the world. And we welcome you as you do so by asking you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to biafrarestoration.com, we are there. We are on satellite, the only indigenous broadcaster to be placed on satellite. In over 15 satellites around the world, we are on TuneIn. If you have not provided or made it possible for your family back in Biafraland to have access to satellite, you must do so as a matter of urgency. You should and must be able to do so. It's very important. There is nothing we cannot do if we function as one entity, as one unit. But we will not work with you. If you're a liar and a deceiver, if you lie to your people, we will not work with you. Anybody found complicit in working with politicians in the zoo will not work with us because we do not want to be contaminated. That is why we remain incorruptible. When we say that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, some of you doubt us. Some people think that because they are poor, that we are all poor. No, I'm not. I don't come from a poor family. I happen to be educated. Very, very educated. In England, for that matter. I did not buy my certificate. I went to school. The reason why we do what we do is because we love our country. Nothing more, nothing less. People may have come before to lie to you, to deceive you, but we cannot do that. We tell you straight to your faces that we can never lie to you. Impossible. We cannot deceive you. We can't lie to you. And because of that, you must believe in us. You must trust us. And together, collectively, we go and get Biafra. A Biafra of truth. A Biafra of honesty. If you don't give us Biafra, by which I mean, if you don't stand aside and let Biafra come before the 31st of December 2015, most of you should live here forever because you won't come home. There will be no home to come to. Everything I say, I do it. Everything. Some people thought I'll be assassinated if I go home to conduct the parade of the 30th of May. I told them that they're dreaming. We went home, built a cenotaph, and dedicated it to the glory of God before the imbeciles came. I am returning home after my trip around the world to raise arms to defend our land. I don't hide it from anybody. We came out to look for weapons with which we can defend your land, or else you will have nowhere to call home. Nature abhors vacuum. If you remain abroad, somebody will take over your land at home. And we can't allow that to happen. You may allow it to happen, but not us. We won't allow it to happen. That is why we ask everybody to become interested in what we are doing, to participate the best way you can. Biafra is yours, not mine. I am only here to direct the movement worldwide. That's all I do. Everything we implement, the ideas are going to come from you. As I said last night, the coming of Radio Biafra is not my idea. It's Uchemefor's idea, supported by Barrister Man Mezu, not mine. The fact today that we have families all over the world, it didn't come from me. Somebody rang Radio Biafra and said, why don't we organize ourselves in every country, and we are doing it. 30th of May 2014, not my idea. The fact that we're on Facebook is Carol Monday doing all the wonderful work that she's doing. Not my idea. All we are here to do is to make sure that we pick the best ideas from you and we see it happen. Therefore, Biafra is yours. Biafra is your country, and it is your responsibility to ensure that it comes in truth and honesty. Together, we are going to do it. If what I saw in Zurich, what I witnessed last night in Geneva is anything to go by, if what I am seeing here today, to my astonishment, is anything to go by, then we may not even need to wait till the end of 2015, honestly speaking. the response in Zurich, Geneva, and tonight in Amsterdam. You people here now, you are plenty. You are more than the number I said we require to go and take the zoo on. I need 100 men. Hardened men, 100, and the zoo will fall. Gideon went to battle with 300. I will go to man with only 100 men, and the zoo will be burnt. Some people underestimate what we can do. If you look at our achievement between 67 and 70, we fought the whole world for 3 years. The whole world. America, Britain, in fact, entire Christian Europe. The Arab world. Air, land, and sea blockade. We still emerged on the other side as a people. That is why anytime I see our veterans, I literally want to kneel down and kiss their feet. Because of those men, that is why today the name Biafra resonates all over the world. Because of them, that is why we have dignity, we have respect all over the world. Some of you don't know what Biafra means. You don't know. Go and study your history very well. You will understand it. I welcome each and every one of you. We are going to have a very lengthy session today. Do we have a time to close here? 11? We have to close that. I wish we could have stayed till tomorrow morning. Because all of you here, those that can, we don't hide who we are. And from Isiama Faruku Ibeku, who doesn't know where I come from? Isiama Faruku Ibeku is where I come from. We don't hide who we are. What is wrong with going out and saying, I want to be free? America was free from England. Everybody became free from somebody else, even in this very country. At some point or the other, men have to rise up and say, evil is evil. That's exactly what we are doing. Nobody sought our permission before they put us together as one hopeless entity called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Anybody answering to a Nigerian is a fool. He's an animal. I preached this very gospel last night. If you see yourself as a Nigerian, you are a fool. Because the word Nigeria has no meaning. It's meaningless. Only a dog can you give a name and the dog will answer it without asking questions. You can decide to call a dog whiskey, the dog will answer it. How dare somebody come from Scotland, come to Nkwere, and look at the people of Nkwere and say, from today, your name is now Nigeria. And we are clapping for them. Is that how to do something? Can you people now in this country tell me that I can go to the council office tomorrow in Amsterdam or go to their parliament here and tell them that you don't like the name Amsterdam, you want it changed? Can you do that? Why should somebody then come to your village and change your name? From the day you accepted that name, you accepted your fate to be a slave. That is what I don't want to hear. Who gave you the name Nigeria from where? Is that the name that God gave you? Did God give you the name Nigeria? No. We should stop being needlessly sentimental. That is how I know those who are not fit or qualified to be called Biafrans. Please, I will start from our coordinator here. Please, you will take the microphone, introduce yourself. I don't want a lengthy speech. 1 minute each, please. Greet people because you will have time to say whatever thing that you need to say. But right now, I want to go and present our news headlines and accompany news summary before we go to take calls from all over the world. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, dear brothers and sisters of indigenous people of Biafra around the world. My name is Ndobi Sosuala, coordinator in Amsterdam, in Netherlands. We are here in live broadcast with our director, Nnamdi Kanu. Brothers and sisters around the world, he has succeeded in being in Netherlands with us, here with us, enjoying with us. Ask your question, contribute, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. He said, I'm enjoying. I'm not. You know, when bachelors cook bitter leaf soup, it's not the same. It's not the same as when a woman cooks it. The bitter leaf soup I encountered today, I don't want to meet it again. Please go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Onuaha Emmanuel. I come from Obowu in Imo State. Thank you, Director, for coming.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. All of you working very hard here. All of you in this room.
Hello. Hello. Good evening, the wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chukwuma Chikorobokunisa. And welcome to our meeting tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Director, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chukwuma be with you.
And you too. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans around the world. And other people, also other countries. I welcome you, people. My name is Kagozi Egu from Amohon Umwen. Let me switch in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I'm Chidayonga Patrick Njoku. I'm from Mbise in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, all over the world. My name is Leonard Adj. I'm from Okoripa Umesh in Idato South, local government area of Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Director, you're welcome.
Thank you.
God will bless you.
And you too.
You've been doing a lot of good job for us.
Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafra. My name is Chukwuma Chikorobokunisa from Obosi, Anambra State, Nigeria. This is Wolodge.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director, welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Inyekwaba Eke. I come from Umekule, Ngobala, Biafra land.
Thank you. Umekule.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Director, God bless you and God be with you for your kind works.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of Biafra. And God bless the spectators.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Thank you.
My name is Okudiri Amade from Umunaolo. May your days be long.
Thank you very much.
I greet every Biafran here.
Thank you.
All I'm saying is fire will burn the houses.
Ise.
That's my word.
Ise. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Good evening. The indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Good evening, good afternoon, good night. My name is Simon Ayanugu. I'm from Umaka, Njaba local government, Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much, Njaba.
Director, my God bless you.
And you too.
May Chukwuma Biama console you and give you a good work.
Yes, sir.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwuntikoku from Amich, Nnewu South, Anambra State.
Thank you. Amich.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Welcome for Amsterdam.
Thank you.
My name is Paul Amish. I'm from Amwifekolo. I don't have much to say, but Onye Gramwebe Ekere Nkukwa na Alazu Bosetia. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Good evening, Director, and God bless you. Welcome to the Netherlands.
Thank
my
you.
Name is Joseph Okoro from Ishiago, Enugu State. I'm very happy to be in your midst tonight. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chidozi Okoye. The prophecies the Radio Biafra gets from the Jewish God's Messiah is from me. I am the one who prophesies that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very good. Very, very good. At least we have our own prophets as well. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Welcome, Director.
Thank you, my brother.
My name is Uzoma Chukwu. I'm from Imo State in the Mbitoli local government in Biafra land. Welcome, Director.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome, Director. My name is Emmanuel. I'm from Enugu.
Thank you.
I use this opportunity to thank all the whole indigenous people of Biafra all over the world and here in Netherlands. I'd like also to tell them, all the Biafrans here in Netherlands, we have to stand on our feet, either now or never.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, Biafra all over the world and Biafra here. My name is Chukwudi Chukwudubem. I'm from Oturu in Oru East local government. Near Awomama, who don't know where Oturu is. Oturu is near Mbuja and Awomama.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Joe Obi. I'm from Mbosene, a local government area of Anambra State. Anambra State is in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you
so much. My name is Chinonye Uzodimma Ekechukwu. I am from Oparachi. Oparachi is in Mbuku. Mbuku is in Mbise of Biafra land.
Okay, which part of Mbise? Is it in Ezinihita or in...
It's in Ezinihita.
Ezinihita.
Ezinihita, Mbise.
Thank you very much.
So, it's an honor to be with you.
Thank you, and my pleasure as well. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. You know, a person, we have a few of them here, and of course, some are being very kind in view of our timing. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. My name is Joe Jerome Okoligwe. I'm from... Onimo local government area of Imo State.
Thank you.
It's a very great pleasure to be here, Miss, today. Thank you for the good job.
So,
I'm from Omona.
Omona.
Very close to Okwe.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. That's the problem. Isiochi is saying that they are the source of the Imo River.
Yes.
Other people are answering on Imo. They shouldn't answer on Imo. Because on Imo means the source of Imo River. And that should be at Isiochi. And I'm very glad that our brother clarified that. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Welcome, Director.
Thank you.
You're welcome to Amsterdam.
Thank you very much.
My name is Victor Obumneme Ugu. I'm from Ozala in Kano local government, Enugu State.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, anybody else? You can, as time goes on, of course, you can ask your questions. But right now, we must go on once again to remind the world of the telephone number with which they can get hold of us this very evening is +31 6877 87825. Our Viber line is still the same. The Tango line is still the same, which is Radio Biafra Studio line in Biafra land. If you do not have that, it is +234 8173035744. Our Skype line is also open. A lot of you are calling us already. Simply Radio Biafra, add Radio Biafra to your contact list, and you should be with us as well. We are here today in Amsterdam in front of an impressive crowd of our people. Biafrans are here indeed, and we are amazed as to the number of people who are here today to listen to this very gospel. We have come here to preach. And this evening, you will receive the blessing that is due to you because you are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We must continue. And as soon as the barrister is able to join me, I shall bring him to you. But by way of headlines, we are reporting today that the delegates at the ongoing confab, they are standing on derivation. This was what I touched upon earlier. When people depend on a natural resource for survival, they are no longer fit or capable to be called human beings. Because the wild animals in the bush, in the forest, they rely on what nature provides to survive. This is the difference between animals and human beings. Anybody relying exclusively on a produce or product of nature cannot be classified as a human being, and the clearest demonstration of that is what is happening at the confab. They went there to discuss oil. Nobody told them that America no longer imports oil from Nigeria. Do you know that?
Yes.
I don't think they know.
We know.
America no longer imports oil from the zoo. America is the world's largest producer of crude oil. That's at today. So the zoo is finished. They went to confab and they are fighting over oil money. As we expect them to. Derivation. Resource control. Nobody is talking about growing the economy. Nobody is talking about infrastructure development. Nobody is talking about revamping the decaying and non-existent education system. Nobody is talking about how to make lives better for the youths, even those who are yet to be born. Everybody wants oil, oil, oil. That is one thing I find astonishing about black people, myself included. We live in places where the roads are tarred. We buy the most expensive cars in the world. One thing I find astonishing is, how come nobody can actually stand for a minute and say, how do we make this thing as well? Did it fall from heaven? It reminds me of black rappers, you know, American singers. When they listen to rap music in those days, they'll talk and sing about Gucci, they'll sing about Versace, they'll sing about Yves Saint Laurent, all this rubbish. They never say to themselves, what can we do? If you are unable to master your environment, it means you're an animal. That is why anybody answering to a Nigerian, I feel sorry for you. It could be an accident. I understand if you can say, I am a Nigerian because you need to survive somewhere. That is understandable. But to come out and say, or use the phrase, or the words, I am a Nigerian and I'm proud, means you're not well. It means you're not educated. Sometimes I pray that I go to somebody and see somebody that wants to defend Nigeria, so we can debate live on air. Because when I listen to Wole Soyinka, when I listen to those that claim they are educated, trying to defend what is essentially indefensible, I get very upset and I have reason to question the mental capability of every black African, myself included. Half of Yoruba land is in Togo. Yoruba is in Ghana. Yoruba is in Dahomey, which is Benin Republic. Yoruba left all these people. They want to go and look for relatives in Onimo. They want to go and find those that can be in some country with from Okigwe. When you have Babatunde living next to you in Benin Republic, speaking Yoruba, all they want is oil. Because nobody can survive in Africa without oil. Amazing. That is why they are scrambling for oil. They want to discuss the shape of the country to come, of the zoo, maybe to rearrange the cages or rebuild all the pens that you have inside the zoo, and they ending up discussing oil. Oil, oil, oil. Ridiculous. Don't abandon Nigeria. They are laughing off oil, urges the United States and world powers in the face of terrorism. Don't abandon Nigeria. But in 1960 and before 1960, the white people wanted to stay in Africa. Our father said they should go. We are grown up enough, we can take care of ourselves. In the year 2014, African leaders are calling on white people to come and save them from themselves. Now you see why we want Biafra. Oh, when we hear a shameful thing. Shameful. So that means all that fight for independence is meaningless. That's why they are laughing over Oyo. It's not because he believes in the U.S. It's because they are laughing over Oyo. If the zoo disintegrates, which is going to anywhere, he will not have access to oil. They will not be able to send their children to Lausanne to go to school in Switzerland. They will not buy the finest Swiss chocolate. Somebody is telling me how they used to tease Ghanaians in Switzerland with, you know, beautiful chocolates that they make in Switzerland. The cocoa comes from Ghana, but here is the finished chocolate. Do you want me to give you some? This your G. You see, when a race has no shame, no honor, and no dignity, I asked somebody, if you want to know what is honor and dignity, you went home with your wife and somebody barges into your house, kills your father, and is raping your mother in front of you. After that, your wife, what would you do? What you will do determines if you're a man of honor, a man of dishonor. There is this particular, somebody rang me from America once and said, what you're saying now, I wish they started saying this from 1970. Because what you Biafrans are doing is educating every black person, not just yourselves. And the person is not a Biafran. Not a Biafran. Just tell me how you can ask white people to go. You can take it. Today you are calling them to come back. That's why I want Biafra. And that is why they don't want Biafra to come. Because we will put a lie to this nonsense that white people are superior to black people. That is why they are scared of us. They know if they leave us to survive for only 5 years, all that bunkum that their superior will be brought to an end. Because where I come from, engineers are born. You don't have to go. Which school did Innocent? You know Innocent Motors? Do you think you went to school? Huh? Innocent is doing what Ford did in America. Building cars. He did not go to school. We are born scientists. The day your mom gives birth to you, you're a scientist. Or a panwantapa, as the case may be. Police parade suspected baby factory operators in River State. This sounds very good on the surface of it. Ask the Nigerian police, the zoo police, where are the 6 suspects that went to kill us at Winner's Chapel in Owerri? Have you seen them before?
No.
Okorocha said they should be released. And they have gone back to the north. Baby factory suspects paraded. How about parading the 6 suspects that went to kill us one fine Sunday morning in Owerri? Where are they? Because no Hausa Fulani person can spend one night in police custody in Biafra land. Outside Hausa land is impossible. How many of you have seen Hausa men in police station before? Huh? So that means they don't commit crime. Amazing. We must bring you the news in detail, then we'll go on to read the news because there are so many of you here and many questions to be asked, and I want to answer them here before I leave. I don't want anybody to say that they had something to say and they couldn't say it. So we'll keep it as brief as possible. Ahead of the debate they had this very day on the recommendation for the retention of the 13% as the minimum derivation payable to mineral producing areas of the country, some delegates spoke to Vanguard newspaper on their position on the issue. Our people want resource control, according to Ankyo Briggs. This Ms. Ankyo Briggs, a delegate from the South-South region, said the people of the region were in full support of total control of their resources. As a member of the Conference Committee on Devolution of Power, she had disagreed with the committee's recommendation on the retention of 13% derivation for Unanukwa, Bekende, and Asweba. They want to take simple mathematics. They want to take 87% of your oil. 87% is what they are taking. They want it to remain that way. That is why they want one Nigeria. All that nonsense about let's unite, let's be one, let's eschew our difference and be one, is because of oil. 87% of oil proceeds. 87%. You are begging for 13%. Barrister, stay where you are, please. I'll come to you. 13% oil producing areas. Do you know that there is oil at Okwa? Do you know Okwa in Ungwaland? You don't know where Okwa is, Okwa. Before, after Obehe, you have Okwa. Then Obiigbo. After Okwa, now you meet the Imo River Bridge, and then is Obiigbo. You don't know where Okwa is. You see why we want Biafra as soon as possible. People don't know where Okwa is. Okwa produces oil. Do you know that? Do you know that Ohaji produces oil as well? Awamama produces oil. And Aguleri, yes? Do you know that none of these areas are amongst those being canvassed for 13%? Which oil do all these other areas produce that these places I have mentioned in Kor, Igbo land do not produce? They are not counted as part of the Niger Delta. They are not counted as part of the oil producing areas. Because P2B, Emeka Anyaoku, these are your so-called leaders. I will tell you what they're doing with your money. P2B, Emeka Anyaoku, what's his name again? Goodluck Jonathan, and what is this chap's name? His name has escaped me. One of them again, four of them. They own Oriental Oil. Thank you very much. Alex, the one dancing with Go on a few days ago. They own Orient Oil. So, they will believe in one Nigeria. Peter Obi, when on Radio Biafra, we told him that by taking Anambra State money to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja, you're a very bad man. What did he say the next week? He said, I will build a shopping mall in Awka before I leave office. Has he built a shopping mall in Awka today? He owns the largest shopping mall in West Africa. Next is the name in Abuja. N-E-X-T. Next. But if P2B comes now, some of us will be jumping all over the place. You know, that's why white people don't feel sorry for us. They don't. Because what we are going through now, they went through it themselves and they stopped it from happening. They killed everybody that was corrupt. I preached this gospel again last night. People say, oh, Ghana is good. Oh, can you send your child to Ghana to go and study? As if Ghana just fell from heaven. Rawlings did something. He killed all of them. And do you know that Rawlings have actually told the so-called Nigerians that the best thing for them to do is to kill all their corrupt leaders. You know that? He said it many times. But we are here looking for their complimentary card, reinforcing our collective ignorance and unpardonable penchant for stupidity. I don't spare myself either. I don't. They are looking for oil. Oil, 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 every blessed day. Every blessed day is oil. We continue. They are laughing of Oyo. Oba Lamidi Adeyemi has appealed to the United States of America and other world powers not to abandon the zoo in the oncoming war against insurgency. Do you recall what Yorubas used to say before they were bombed? They can't come to Yoruba land. If they come here, we'll do this. Didn't you hear it? When Yorubas are talking and shouting. Boko Haram came and bombed them. Have you heard their voice again? Now they are laughing over Oyo is begging the U.S. to stay. Yoruba. Oh, dear Lord. You know, sometimes I cannot wish for evil. But maybe if that bomb at Winner's Chapel had gone off, maybe before I get here, you will buy weapons and be waiting for me to come and take it. Isn't that correct? Yes. So should we encourage them to bomb us first? Go and get us weapons. That's all we ask for. And you see what will happen. 100 men. 100. We will set a record that will be unsurpassed in the history of humanity. We will bring the zoo down, completely down. During the war, the average life of a Hausa Fulani Nigerian soldier before a Biafran commando was 5 seconds. That they'd be dead. 5 seconds only. Our soldiers were trained to use their bare hands to peel off a Hausa man's face. 100 men and the zoo will fall. I tell you now, not when it happens tomorrow. Obasanjo will give a press interview and said he did it. Because Yorubas will not carry our news. We're just telling you in time. So when it happens, you know it's us. I was born in Biafra land and that is where I will die. Not in Europe, God forbid. They are laughing over you. The reason why I'm reading this news and emphasis is for you to understand. They have the Oba. They have the Alafin. They have Emir. They have Sultan. In another part of that very same contraption, you have Eze. You have Igwe. You have Obi. In one country. One. The Americans asking you to be one and be united. Do they have an Emir in America? Do they have a Sultan in America? Americans are Christians, yes? And what are you? So why should you be in a country with Sultan in it? When Americans don't have any. Do you have any Oba in England?
No.
Any Alafin of England?
No.
Why would England want us to have somebody answering to Alafin in our midst? How can you merge a feudal system, a monarchical system, and a people who are Republican by nature in the same country? When I had this debate with my father, Ojo Zokalo was creating mushroom kindred and calling it autonomous communities with Eze in them. I went for my father's coronation. I'm sure before my plane touched down, they said they have carved out another two autonomous communities from the one I just went to and was coming back. When this particular fool was asked why he was doing it, he said, oh, can't you see that Hausa people are united, the way they respect people? I said to my father that you don't derive respect because you are the traditional ruler of the people. It is from your conduct what you do. Our people respect you based on your conduct, who you are. Not your title. Even if they come to you and they are praising you, singing your praises, it's because they want something from you. Not because they love you for what you're doing. Ojo Zokalo said openly, he is making us like Hausa Fulani society, where you have an emir and everybody is loyal to the emir. But these are people that said, I'm sure, is anybody answering Chibeze here? There's no Chibeze here. Do you know the meaning of the name Chibeze? Huh? God is king. So why do you have kings all over the place in your land? You know, sometimes we insult God. We are two-faced. We don't know. Because God is king. God is king. But because they want you to be like Yoruba, they want you to be like Hausa people, they gave you kings and you accepted. Some of you even brought the same title outside. Ezendieba. Ezendieba. Bringing curse upon yourself. Curse upon curse upon yourself. When Chibueze, as a name, has existed from time immemorial. Because you want to be like Hausa Fulani people. You want to jettison who you are. We are very unique people. Very unique. Don't forget that. The police paraded baby factory operators in River State. We keep burning and selling our kids. Most of you don't know that this is why God handed us over to the British. This very crime. This is the crime that we committed, that God gave us over to Frederick Lugard. At Haruchuku, we were selling people. This is the reason why God handed us over to our enemies. And where are we today? What are we doing today about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That is why this must change. They are parading the suspects. How about those that went to bomb us? Nobody sees them. Double standards in the same zoo, in the same country they are discussing to revamp, to restructure, to reform based on oil allocation. That is our news today. Headlines and very brief news summary. I will therefore go to the barrister. Barrister, can you hear me? Yes, please, go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good evening to all my Biafran people in the Netherlands. Thank you for welcoming out in your midst. And, of course, sitting down with them and discussing and thinking and talking about the restoration of Biafra, how all your voices it seems to me that the numbers I'm hearing surpasses those in Geneva. If I am correct, Director, you say yes. If not, just remain quiet.
It's difficult to tell, to be honest. Go ahead.
Director, I can get from here. There are very many. And I like the turnout. Wherever you are, wherever you go, our people come out en masse. That is what we want. It makes us happy that our preachings are going beyond. I'm reaching every nook and cranny of where our people are hiding. You know, we are so scattered all over the world. Sometimes it's very, very pathetic that we are everywhere. In another way, we have to be very happy that we are all over the place. And that is the reason why Biafra must come. Because where we are, we make friends in that particular country or in the nation where Biafras are established. We must have one or two people, foreigners, who will have interest in what we are doing and they will support us. Because where you have disadvantages, you will also see advantage in what you're doing. I thank all of you that came this evening to listen to Director. I'm sure within the next few days, I will move on and go to another place to preach about the coming, the restoration of Biafra. I thank all of you out there, east, west, north, and south, that all of you are focused, alert, listening, and waiting to hear what is happening in Biafra land and, of course, in the zoo. Baby Factory, I've said it many times, there is nothing we can do in the prevailing situation of the zoological people of the zoo that Nigeria has expired and Biafra is waiting to take over. There's nothing we can do until Biafra arrives. Because we have no power, we have no stake in what is happening there. All this rubbish that is happening is under the leadership of Goodluck Jonathan. We have no stake, we are just standing there watching and waiting eagerly to take over for Biafra to come back and function as usual. We were there before. It's not new. We know what we can do because we've done it before. During the Biafran war, Biafrans were building their own armaments. They were building their own ammunition. Biafra were doing things in their own defense. And the Director has said it. By this particular time around, that we will manufacture 70% of what we are going to use. And so it shall be. 70%. So it's going around trying to motivate you that all your contributions will come about 30% for what we are going to use to defend ourselves. We have to defend where we come from. We will stand by and listen and watch what House of Fulani Boko Haram are doing to us. We are human beings. We have a nation to protect. Biafrans, our staying abroad in the way has brought us and reduced our integrity. It has reduced our potentialities. It has reduced our being as Biafrans. It has led us to remain slaves. And this is what Radio Biafra is trying to correct. That is not moving about for the sake of it. He has a journey at his hands. He is moving up and down, trying to gather power, trying to gather effort, trying to put all of us together so that we will go home. We can never be stateless. We can never be nationless. Staying in Amsterdam, staying in Holland, staying in Germany, staying in London, staying in Hungary. Name any word in this, any place in this world. We are everywhere. We cannot be Fijian while we have a nation that flows with milk and honey. We are begging for House of Fulani, Boko Haram, and Yorubas to dwell in our own land, given by Chukwuma Biama. Why? Biafrans, why? Why are we so happy in somebody's house?
Is this something that Biafras cannot sit and construct? Is it what that we cannot do? Is it dam that we cannot create? What is it that Biafras cannot do to better their own land, their own towns and villages? What is it that we cannot manufacture? Biafras, you have spirit in you, given to you by Tuwa Biama. Is there anything that Biafras cannot do? Is there anything that surpasses our intelligence? Biafras, ask yourself questions. When you put your hands on in your pillow, ask yourselves, is there anything that I cannot do? Our women are resilient. Our women are our pride. But they have been messed about by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Do you ask yourselves, the pride of any nation is their women, their children. Our own women have been let down, used and abused. And we're everywhere, working in different places. Be proud of who we are when we're supposed to be ashamed of who we are, that we left our lives, we left our towns and villages. Come and proud to answer it's all rubbish. Absolute nonsensical that we are priding ourselves where we are when we have a place that those who are inhabiting your own villages and towns are happy to do so, because they know that you have something, and that's why they keep tripping into your towns and villages, and you yourself are abandoning them and going abroad, seeking refuge, asylum, and all the rest of it abroad. Why? The answer lies all the peace and pieces surrounding it. You don't live wherever you live free of charge. You can do the same back in your homeland. Contribute and develop your land. And going abroad is no longer a fashion. It's finished. It's gone. And the people are being killed every day. You go home, you stay there 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You run. Where are those who want to take your oil? There is no place in Biafra land where there is no oil. I can guarantee you that.
I told you people a while ago what the Yoruba people said. I'm about to read an interview they gave. And listen very carefully. Anything we tell you is gospel. When we tell you something, you must regard it as gospel. Because we do not lie. Never, ever, ever. OPC wants Boko Haram. OPC is the Odua People's Congress. And I want some streets in Abuja. Why we are there employed? Because they were violent. How about MASOP members that are peaceful? They are in detention. That's number one. In other words, appeasement never pays. Anybody telling you there's a way to fight for Biafra by peaceful means, that person is a liar. We continue. Uche, stay where you are. I'll come to you in a second. The Old World People's Congress has warned members of the violent Boko Haram sect to stay off the southwest. They opened on Saturday. Saturday Punch, in an interview during the week, that OPC would repel attempts by the terrorists to infiltrate the region. Now, wait for it. When asked what exact step the OPC would take if the violent sect eventually infiltrate the region, which they have done, Fashewu said in a sentence, "We shall cross the bridge when we get there." Over 60,000 Yoruba people in Abuja, when our own are languishing in jail. Some of them have not been buried since 2005, 2006, because you're talking about peace. As if we don't know that this world, peace does not reign supreme anymore. Do you think people will love you when you guys say, "Hey, I want peace"? You think they will love you? No. Even if you go for peace talks, you must prepare for war. That is how they listen to you. Any day you buy us weapons and we land it in Biafra land.
Now, whether you're hearing me, I don't know whether the line is clear or not.
It's clear, loud and clear from this end. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Amsterdam. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening from London. What I've been doing for Biafra and Biafran people. Good evening to all in Biafra in Netherlands.
Uche, your line is digital. Uche, can you hear me? It's not clear.
That is it.
It's not clear. Please, 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 try and come. The question is the better for me. Please, you ask now that we may be able to explain, please. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, yes. Anybody here, if you have anything to say, any questions to ask, there is somebody somewhere on Facebook that said they are in Netherlands, in Amsterdam, and I'm here. I can't see him. I want people to... That question they said they will ask now. Please, not when I go, you go and gossip. I'm here.
Dear friends all over the world.
Thank you.
My name once again is Joe Obi. It's not per se a question, but I want to compliment the effort of Nnamdi Kanu and other Dear friends because of what you are doing. I will say welcome. Noije.
Thank you.
First of all, I will say that what you are doing is good. Because I, for one, I'm a conscious person. This has been bothering me for a long time. And we have not seen anybody that really come out to tell us the truth. But now I believe that we have found one. And I will plead with you to please, with other members of Radio Biafra, not to slack back. We pray that you continue with the speed and alacrity that you are using now. And I believe that each and every one of us here, we have it in our heart to follow you. Because we know if you do like somebody like, what is his name in the mass-up?
It was Rike.
Then we will have another problem.
Of course.
Because that is the problem we're having now.
That's correct.
Even we in Amsterdam, when we go out to preach the gospel, people will always refer us back. But I know that the past is past. Now we are in the future. And I believe that with what we are doing now, if you continue to do it, and each and every one of us is following you as well, because where there is a good leadership, there is a good followership. We continue to follow you. And I believe in due course, we will get Biafra. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. You are very kind. And God bless you too. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. But we can never be anybody else. Never. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, my brother.
My name is Kagoziri Egu from Amohom. Let me switch Biafra land. I don't have too much talk to ask you nothing, but I'm happy that you are here today. Because I am the first guy that called you before that said to you that I come from prison. If you remember, before you moved to Malaysia.
That's correct.
And since then, it's my mind for you to come here, at least as you are today, to preach to our people and then see that what you are talking is the truth. Before you said it, I believe that. I believe it with sincerity. And that's the reason why I don't wait for anybody to move to tell me about Biafra, because I know that I'm a Biafra. But what I'm saying right now is for our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers at home, please, for those who may listen tonight, please come out and join us in this struggle, because it's between me and you. If we all come and do this, we can move a mountain. And also, my word tonight goes to the people, different parts of the whole land, and the Honegan, where I live. Please, if you may listen, I would like you all to join us, because it's important. To not waste our time, Director, welcome.
Thank
and
you.
And to come out, to be with you.
You see?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please.
Good evening, Munne Biafra. Please, Mr. Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, there's a question.
It's Kanu, not okay, Kanu. Before Mr. you think I'm related to Ojus or Kanu, I'm not.
There's a question I'm want Kanu. To ask you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I know this your coming out and this very movement is very, very important. And from your speech, we understood that at least there's a little bit of fact in what you have given to us. But my question is, are you alone or there are people who are behind you? Because a tree cannot make a forest. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can't you see the people here? Huh? If I'm alone, will people be here today? So have I answered your question? If I'm alone, will I have people here today? So I'm not alone. There is Uche Mefo, there is Bresteman Mezu, there is also Professor Deni Igbo, there is Clifford Iranya, engineer, Dr. Clifford Iranya is there as well. We are too many to begin to count on air. We have Uche Nasiebu, our head of the Directorate of State. We have our sister Bretukwane Bogo. We have people all over the world. We can't count them. There are too many. Way too many to count. Even here in Amsterdam, we have them. Everywhere we are, we have Biafrans responding to this very gospel because we preach the truth. Please. Yes, go ahead. Anybody else?
Hello, Omunem, Omona, Omu Biafra. I greet all. And my name is Paul Ojimba. I'm from Imo State, Itaransa, by Olo local government. My question is that I try to ask, because you are now acting in Radio Biafra, in form of Biafra Radio. You just try to let us know, informing people, information about Biafra in radio. But now I want to know, what's the difference between you and the Bilier and the other members of Africa and the Biafra? That's my question.
Thank you very much. The difference is that we do not work with Rocha Sokorocha. The difference is that we do not work with corrupt Nigerian politicians. The difference is that we do not lie to our people. We do not give out a constitution saying that this group is open to all Nigerians. And then you come behind our back and tell us that it is for Biafrans only. We don't work with any group for the sake of it. If I tell you the groups we're working with now, they will go to them to begin to poison them. But I suggest you watch the video of the 30th of May at Enugu, at our cenotaph. We united groups because even before that, I held a meeting at Enugu where every commander with men under arms came to Enugu. We had a meeting. Ask anybody from BLC that attended that meeting. Ask him how many commanders came to that meeting. Over 14 of them with men that they command and control. They came out on the 30th of May. We were waiting for the Nigerian government to come. I thought that is the day they would have come, but it didn't come because they are cowards. If they had come, we would have killed them. But it didn't come. We are working with people that we are no longer at liberty to make public because men are training under arms. We don't want Bilier Human Rights Initiative to go and tell the Nigerian government where they are because the Okoracha said so. We don't want that. That is exactly the case. But mind you, there are two Biliers. You know that? Bilier is two. That is Bilier. There is Bilier Human Rights Initiative. And then there is Bilier Human Rights Initiative. Go ahead. Thank you very much.
Why I ask this question, I don't want you to get it embarrassed.
No, go ahead.
Because 2010, we have this Biafra in this Amsterdam. And thank God where you appeared here today, because a lot of people doubt it. They doubted, and a lot of people make too much rumors in the city. But Biafra is like the way is in this young man,
mind now. It will be in my mind before 2010. It's like I went to fight immediately. I was carrying the burden like it's only me. I rented the hall. I paid for 2 years. I was cutting the beating. I hosted Biafra, the whole Europe, by myself.
That was in 2010.
Yeah. And this Radio Biafra was then in England. And we contributed money a lot. Okoro was our founder here. We donated money to go and strike one place, Mox, in Enugu. I can't say much.
You didn't give money to Radio Biafra.
I know. Good. This is why I'm so happy. Because what is transparent is transparent. It cannot hide it. Truth is open. I'm supposed to be washing ball now. But I sit down here because I see the truth. And I hear something. And I just want to tell you, may God be with you.
You see?
And continue with your word. The word you speak will respond to you. You are not fighting for me. You are not fighting for yourself. But you are fighting for the land. Likewise, me, when it's in me, I was here from here to Canada because of meeting. I went to Spain 2 times because of meeting, because of Biafra. I went to a lot of places. But when the meeting is going somehow, and this is why a lot of people's mind goes down.
Why did your own go down?
Because there's no truth. And you don't inform people. Nobody's coward. When you are fighting for those that die, you remove anything lie. Because their blood is crying. We need to fight for them and return. And let them know that we are the generation that come before them now. I rest my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well spoken.
Hello, once again. My name is Chidozie Okoye. I'm from Okedit. I am the Hebrew and Jewish God message used to get, I'm the one. So what will happen is that I would like to encourage our people, you know, to think of home, you know. Going home, we will not be here and liberate Biafra. I myself, I have already a lot of members in the Heavenly Warrior members in Nigeria waiting for me to come and mobilize them. I will lead them and mobilize them. We will be going to confront Nigerian soldiers. This is what the Lord God Almighty of Israel said. So what I want to ask you is, do you used to explain to them that the Biafra is a spirit? That the Lord God Almighty said that Biafra will come?
Of course not. They know that I preach that. Don't I tell you that Biafra is a spirit? Biafra will
no. Okay, when you say that, you have done well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I do that all the time. That Biafra is a spirit. That is why, as our brother said, Biafra cannot handle lies. If you tell lies, you will crumble.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Benjamin Atchison Mubaka. Director, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for coming to Amsterdam.
Thank you.
To evangelize with us. My father is a war veteran in Biafra. He went to war, but he's late now. All my life, this is the first time I'm supporting or canvassing for Biafra, because when I was sharing the flyers from Sunday evening, a lot of people were surprised to see me doing that. All my life, I haven't one day in my mind believed that I have seen somebody that is going to come to liberate Biafra. When I see Wazirike, I did not believe in him. How I came to be involved in this thing, I just came back from Nigeria. One of my friends put the Radio Biafra with me. I listened to it 2 days. I called you. I was the guy that said I will give you the pump action.
That is correct, yes. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
I'm a type of person that I don't need to see things 2 times to believe in it. When I see you, I heard from you, I know that this is the man that God has sent. But my question goes now. I want to ask this question now. Do you have mechanism to checkmate the Judas that is going to be in our midst? Because I know surely they must come there. There are some people that is working with you now. At the long run, I believe that some of them will be bribed. Do we have mechanism to to checkmate them to know when they come and what we are going to do to them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have mechanism, and I'll put it out in the public because they cannot help themselves. If you want to find out a saboteur, you give them a very sensitive information and you wait for where you're going to hear it. That's how to do it. You tell them something that only them will know about. If that thing comes back to you, then it's very clear. That is why our brother was pointing at something. People will come, people will go. Anytime we are working with somebody and that person no longer is working with us, is because we have discovered something about them that if we carry them along, they will jeopardize what we are doing. Why do you think we are where we are today? That people like you that don't normally come, you're not watching football, you're here, you're in Holland, and Holland is playing here, but you're here. Why are you sitting down here listening to this very gospel this evening? Because you believe in the truth. Because you know we are speaking the truth. Our brother did not finish or go where I wanted him to go to. The meeting of 2010 that was called in this very country, the reason why they gathered here was to put money together to resurrect Radio Biafra. Am I lying? I sent my good friend then, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, to represent me. Is that correct? Chukwuma Egemba came here with a proposal how Biafrans all over the world will fund Radio Biafra. What became of that meeting? Not one euro came back to London to help us to start Radio Biafra. Not one single penny. I don't know if they contributed money. If they did, I didn't see it. None came back. I went back to London. I started cooking rice. Somebody, oh, you can't do it alone. You need to call people. I said, okay. After the anti-Boko Haram rally, we said, okay, because they're killing us now. What do we do? I started to call meetings of people, our people. I kept calling meeting upon meeting. Excuses. Oh, let's do a ballot. Let's do this. Hey. Until at the time we got first, somebody said to me, if you want something done, sometimes you do it yourself. That's where we are today. And look at where we are. Where we are uniting you with your families all over the world. We are for the very first time, Biafra, every blessed day, nothing less than 40 million people hear something concerning Biafra or the name Biafra. We made it possible. Not that we have anything special about ourselves, but because Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come with humility. Those that we have problem with, those that I have problem with, are those that have compromised. And as I said to one of them the other day, if we are fully under any day we mount our offensive against the Nigerian government, any traitor we have with him will be shot dead. Because this is not meeting Omonna. This is not a case whereby a certain man known as Opa Abiaseka, a lecturer at the University of Ibadan, decided to go and side with Nigeria against his own people. When they finished, they made him the East Central State Governor. That was why I think is the wife of Opa Abiaseka, Mr. Chinyenye, they call her. I see the daughter. Then we are seen dancing with Goron that killed their people at Ekweme's wife's 80th birthday party. Some people may not like us. The reason why you would not like me is because I speak the truth. That is all. Or for some of them who are jealous because they cannot be me. You cannot be me now. It's not possible. I'm an Amdekan. You can never be. Our people must understand humility. I sent message to them in Europe. I sent message to America. Let us come together and do this thing. But when people see that it is not them doing something, they run away. It should be. But if you give it to them, they can't do it. Do you know how many hours I sleep a day? Do you know the amount of pain I go through every blessed day because I don't eat and because I develop ulcers as a result of it? We have people today in Switzerland. Ask the people that hosted me yesterday in Geneva. What time we ate at night? 1:30. My stomach kept paining me. I did not sleep at night. I had to get up with headache this morning to anchor the program this morning, 7 o'clock. I slept for barely not up to 3 hours. I had to get onto the plane to get here to still preach this very gospel. Our people must learn to appreciate hard work. Some of you do. You are the ones that support us. The help you give to us, that is why today everybody is screaming, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Everybody wants to unite with us. Of course, do we own Biafra? If you're in Amsterdam, you go and join the family. Anywhere you are in the world, join the family closest to you. If you have any extraordinary talent, like Barrister Mamezu or Uche Mefo, or any of the principal officers that we have, you will be acknowledged, recognized, and promoted accordingly. We have work to do. We need to lobby the government in the Netherlands here. We need soldiers from Netherlands. We need those that will go to buy us weapons. Not when we say bring money for weapons. You have to bring those who will go and buy it. From here. Not from home. You send somebody from here. Buy the person plane ticket and say, go to this place that are selling weapons, they're going to buy it for us. All of you must work hard for this. Biafra is not my, it doesn't belong to me or to my family. It is yours. After all, I will not run for any political office in Biafra land. I will not. The day that this place comes, I'll retire. Biafra comes today, that same day, after the celebration, my life is over with Biafra. Because I've suffered too much for it. And most of our people are ungrateful. That is why you have no leaders. Have you asked yourself why from Ekweme down, none of your leaders love you? Do you know why? Do you know why they don't love you? Because of your cynicism. You are too cynical. Most of you went to Anglican church, it didn't work out. Today, are you not in Pentecostal churches? Throwing your Bible up and down. I'm asking you. Have you killed the bishop that you left? Why is it because of Wazirike? People are playing with their own freedom. Because of one man, a criminal. You want to abandon your destiny. Because of one man? That means you're not serious. But some of us came through the desert. We saw people dying left, right, and center. Did we not continue to Europe? So why didn't you go back then? Some even went back and still came out again. Through the same route. Wazirike is a test of your perseverance. As the kingdom of heaven is working to bring about Biafra, Lucifer is also working. Wazirike is the classic example of how the devil works. To give you doubt. Oh, look at what they are doing. Can't you see it? That is all. Sneering and cynicism. People annoy me sometimes. Did you not go back to the north to go and buy houses? I'm asking you. Did you not go to Lagos after they stole your properties in Lagos? Did you not go back to parts of Biafra to go and build yet more houses after they took the ones you had before? What could be worse? Did Owazirike take your property? Did Owazirike kill your women and children in their millions? But those that killed you in your millions, you forget them. You are in Ugharosa, going buying and selling. You did not come back home. Because of one man, you want to abandon your future. We should be more sensible than this. But Wazirike is a nobody. Nobody. Please, continue.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu. Know me as Ifeanyi Chukwu. First of all, why I'm touched, I'm glad that I'm here today, is that onwe henye eku n'Igbo. Onwe ni heji Igbo agwa nwadish. Ahunwa eketenne ya. Oh, he chairman no matter what, but now the first thing Ogu Ban is power. Umuibona Mushunwanuzo, Umuibona Tonuzo, so who will inherit the land? And I will anyanqua. ana ekwere anyị na nkwa na akwụkwọ nsọ na ọhụ ndị na-ekpere Chineke dị ndụ n'ọha eri ana.
Yes.
Kedụ onye nyere eri ana anyị na ọhụ na anyị tọ n'ụzọ maka ama ọchịchọ onye ije ama ọpụpụ onye ije amaghị ọnịnị ya ka anyị sịgasịa ndị ụmụdị akwụkwọ na-ata anyị mini na mmadụ na nkwa nna anwụ sịsagasịbakwanụ nye ka nsị na mma gwa ụmụ Biafra nọ n'ụwa niile maka anyị ma na anyị gbahụchara ka ụkpaka ebe anyị anọ na anyị nọ n'ugwu o anyị nọ na ndịda anyị nọ n'aka nri o anyị nọ n'aka ekpe ụmụ Biafra sịgasịanụ. Let God of hosts, let God Yahweh Sabaoth bring back our people like flood in the desert. Bring back our people like torrent in the Negev.
He say.
It is sad. When you see the kings, the princes of a kingdom. Unde umudiji nolo agu nebu ha. Nde anaha akojina anaha. Nebu nana nenuji. Oye anyo. Amụ mgbe agha Biafra na-ebido. So onye onye ya akọrọ m ihe dị n'ime. I was 3 when it started, and I was 7 when it ended. And I saw 99 plus. So 100 is rubbish. So n'ihe na-okwu ahụ n'ọwụ ka anyị nawanụ, anyị naruo. Onye agụbu onye ndị. Maka agụ egwu ha anyị n'agha. Agha ahụ ebuchakwa enu bụ anakwa shoka ahịa m na ụmụnne m. I'm so for the I'm can go on the school. More than half of my age mates died of Pashoka. More than half of us, my age mates. My playmates Oyacha. My cousins Ogulu. So yeah, it's no joke. And Pashoka was man made. That is the saddest part of the whole story.
Of course. Yoruba.
You know? Okay. A na-ekwu okwu kedu ha na-akpọ ya genocide n'ụwa onweghị n'obodo dị n'ụwa anyị nwakwete na enwere ihe kpọrọ genocide na Biafra mana ọ bụrụ na aka gị dị n'aka m ikwuo n'aka m gbara ụka ịmụnyere aka n'aka m na ịmago onwe gị ikpenu isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Ejighị igbo ya gwa nwa dị isi onye m nwụwara ihe ma ihe m kwuru ihe a nye ihe na-agwa ụnụ ụwa. Onye na-eme onye na-ata nye na-afaba o nwere onye kwuru okwu si na ebe anyị nọ n'ọma aga mana anyị mara na ọbụghọ be anyị ma iji akwụkwọ ọhụụ nke a na-eme nri n'i ma iji nke ugebiri gaba ma iji akwụkwọ njem bụ obodo ha ịnọghọ be gị oje mba ka ịwụ nwere be ghara elu ama mee gị ihe mama na ịhụ oje mba. Mkpụkwa nke ị na na-arụ ọrụ na-eme na ị nọkwa gwo emee gị ihe ị ma na nne nke ya etodobe ya not going anywhere beyond that. Mana ọ bụrụ na ana isoro nwere a na-ekwu ihe ibe gị mere were na-aga n'ihi isoro na-eme ị mara mmadụ and ihe kachacha njọ n'ije ojemba. Sorry for taking much of this time.
Go ahead, please.
Ihe kachacha njọ n'ije ojemba na ị ya hapụ ndị hụrụ gị n'anya. Hapụ ndị hụrụ n'anya, hapụ ụzọ ị na-aga, ụzọ ị maara, ebe ị na-eri, ebe ị na-aṅụ. Fụta n'obodo Igbo, ndagodo achịtago ego nwa. A na-agba nkiri, igoro nwanne gị, igoro nwanna gị, igoro ụmụnne, igoro ụmụnna. Mana obi adị agụ ụtọ. What is your joy? Okay. So nwanne m, ihe na-atụ m ụjọ, because agwa m ụlọ na-amụ nwa agha, amụ m n'agha. Amụgwo m agha wee bido ma na I lived it. Papa m na-ebu m n'azụ were agba ọsọ mik. So ihe na isi na-atụ m ụjọ na the interest, the pressure group, the people that benefit from the setup anyị nọ n'ime now. Hachila obodo anyị as ndị isi ana, ọka minista, ọka senator, ọka representative, ọka commissioner or director of one of those programs who's had you wee buchachiche ego hajiji enwe ike nkwado ndị ya asụrụ ike anyị na mgbe anyị si na anyị chọkwa n'ọrụ onwe anyị ọ ihe na-atọ m ụjọ because na ama m na
kọbụ na afọ anyị ayọta maọbụ gịnị ka maka na agha anụrụ anụ esi m na ọ bụrụ na amaala and na amakwana wee jeje gbara aka wee chụwa ọta alụ wee mee ka anyị gharịkwa na ịgba aka chụọ ọta alụ o onye ka nsị ka m kwuo m biko.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, please. Somebody asked a question here. It's a typical Igbo question about Akonoba. I have a property in Abuja and in Lagos. What do I do? Don't you have properties in London, in Geneva, in Zurich, in Amsterdam, in Cologne, just name it, in America? The same principle applies. Your property is far more secured abroad if you are in a Biafra that is independent than if you are within Nigeria. Do you doubt me? Huh? If they say they will not, there is something called international law and norms. If the zoo does not pay you compensation for your house, they can't even take it. Under international law, you cannot take property that belongs to somebody. You can't take it. Anybody can own a property anywhere in the world if you want to. Have you ever heard of a case where a country took somebody's property before, apart from the zoo? No, tell me now. Have you ever heard of any country in the world taking somebody's property before? I'm asking. Your properties will be safe. If the zoo doesn't give it to you, we take them to task. But mind you, if you are a Tanzania in the zoo, under Biafra, you'll be a millionaire. If you're a millionaire under the administration of the zoo in Biafra, you'll be a billionaire. What is one house? One bedroom flat in Biafra will be worth more than a mansion in the zoo anywhere. Don't you believe me? Do you know how much one bedroom flat costs in Geneva? One bedroom flat is worth more than the houses you have at Ashokoro in Abuja. One bedroom flat. One bed flat in Kensington and Chelsea in London is retailing at about £1.8 million. One bedroom flat in Kensington and Chelsea. It depends on how you build your land. We are going to run a type of economy that will keep all of you busy for the next 60 years. You will have the opportunity to make as much money as you like, but legitimately. Do you have opportunity in the zoo? You want to go and cry over a house that is built with cement and sand from the river? Do you think we're going to build houses with cement and sand from the river? The answer is no. We are going to build houses built with burnt bricks, roof tiles. There are three areas, you remind me now with this house question, that black people always neglect. That is why you either import something from abroad if you want the finishing to look very nice, or your place will look very, very disjointed, wayward and haggard looking. In Biafra land, we are going to establish three universities of vocational education. I did not say colleges, universities. Woodwork, in fact, four. Woodwork, metalwork, stonework, and glassworks. Did you hear what I said? You know the stoneworks? Huh? That is the reason why you build churches with sand and cement. And that is why when you go there to pray, God will not answer your prayers. If you want to build a house to God, you use something of the earth. Use stone to build it. go and check every ancient cathedral, every ancient temple, even to other gods, not to Kwabiama. It's always built with stones. Am I lying? Only in Africa will you put Bacha together and create the house of God. The same thing will happen in Biafra land. We are going to open 4 universities. Before you are admitted to them, you must be exceptional. Woodwork, metalwork, stonework, and glassworks. Once you have that established, every house you build in the country will be exceptionally beautiful. Do you know why they don't die of heart attack easily here, or hypertension? Do you know why? Maybe you don't. In the evening, people come and stroll around and look at beautiful houses. You know that? Admire architecture. Do you know that? People admire architecture. Are you aware of that? In the evening, you go and stroll. Don't you look at beautiful buildings? Your body, your mind feels relaxed. But back home, after being on Keke Napep, going through police checkpoint, the sun beating you, thinking of what to eat, as soon as you get home, there is no electricity. You start the generator, and after that, the mosquitoes will come. There is so much heat, you can't even sleep at night. No wonder we die off so quickly. No light. That is why. Listen, I want all of you to have the mindset that the Jews had when they went to Israel. Let us go and build a place. Let us stop looking at what other people have. Can't we do our own? Open our Kobajisirani, for goodness sake. I don't know. Please don't worry, it's not going to be labor intensive. You're not going to do laboral work to carry head pan, no. It will be done properly. All of you will partake in the construction of your country. And that place will be beautiful because the name is Biafra. It will be. Forward ever, backward never. That's what we do here. Any other person, please? Give the microphone. Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Jude Jeremy Okoligwe from Onimo Local Government, Biafra Land. I'm standing here not to ask you a question because I believe totally what you said. I'm here to thank you very much for your effort towards it, fighting to get our Biafra back. And also the coordinator of Amsterdam, Mr. Ndubisi, I have called you several times on telephone. I was the secretary of Biafra, Den Haag Axis, before it crumbles. But we are trying to build it back again. So I'm using this opportunity once again to thank you, the entire board of Radio Biafra, for the good effort you are doing to get Biafra. But at the same time, you know, we hear Biafrans, we have from director the tax he gave to us about so-called weapon to defend ourselves, not to fight, but to defend ourselves. It is not a simple task. It's a task that everybody have to contribute a cent. And how are we going to contribute it? Not coming here today and tomorrow everybody deserted. The problem continues to linger like what we had in The Hague. If you can be able to deny yourself little pleasure, deny yourself even every cent everybody contributes, we help to, you know, to get to our target. If all of us, we come here and say, yes, director, we promise you, we can be able to do it. I believe Biafrans in Holland can be able to do it. We have people who can be able to donate individually and make this happen.
Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Just stay where you are. Do we have a caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
I am calling from Malaysia.
Just go ahead. Your name, please.
Okay. My name is Chuku Emeka Anyog. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm from East Inurum, Basau Local Government, Anambra State, Biafra.
Thank you very much. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I want to correct two in impression is all about people calling to act about unity between the indigenous people of Biafra and the Gilead human rights. The issue is that when we say that Biafra is a spirit, it simply means that we are working based on heavenly mandate, and we are doing the work of God. In heaven, when God dwells, any angel that sinned against God can never be forgiven because they are with God and they understand God. But if men sin against God because they are far away, God can forgive them because they don't understand like angel. So prayer has been an issue, so they understand their sin is unforgiven, they can never be forgiven. That one is number one. Number two is when our brother said that Alpha people has a lot of money to extend war and we don't have more. It doesn't done like that. When the people of Israel and the people of Philistine are fighting, the Bible says that the father of David sent David and Aaron to take food to the battlefield. And when you look for a family to take food to the battlefield, something means that the nation of Israel has no money to feed even their army. Their lack of resources, their lack of food. But they don't win the war, yes, because they are fighting a just cause. There is no any excuse whatsoever, because our fight is a just cause. Secondly, when people ask a question and they are asking, who is behind you? I don't know how people are asking that. They are trying to find maybe somebody, a people there from somewhere, or a politician is behind you. God never used anybody that are popular or well known. When you read your Bible talk about the mighty men of David. This mighty men of David was a result that David picked on the street. Then all of them was picked on the street, and David took them to mountain, a cave, where he trained them. He trained them to become mighty. God can never use mighty. God used nobody to make him mighty. That is how God works. So we have everything that requires based on heavenly assignment and heavenly mandate of how to win this just war cause. And we agree to win it. 150%. We are not going back. Thank you, Director. Thank you for what you are doing. And I said, may God bless you.
And you too. Did he not speak well? When somebody calls from Malaysia, you know. You know. Very, very determined. The same spirit I saw in Switzerland and what I saw today here in Amsterdam. We are very, very resolute. Your fathers fought the whole world for 3 years with nothing, with their bare hands. When Gowon was advancing against our armies, and mind you, the reason why we lost was because we fought a defensive war. We allowed them to come to us, and you're bound to lose. Do you know that? You don't need to be a military historian to know that. My brother, still stay where you are. Don't panic. I'm coming to you. Do we have a caller on Skype? Okay. The caller on...
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, good evening, Biafrans all over the world.
Hello.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. My name is... Yeah, is it me? Yeah,
turn your system down, that is why.
Okay.
Turn it down, that is the problem.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. And I'm calling from London. Yes, I just want to, you know, tell you one thing. There was a guy who called, when you were in Switzerland yesterday, I forgot his name, but he said it from Delta. He made some points which I would like to, you know, talk about, instead you can equally look into it as well. He said, we are divided.
the people from Anambra, you know, they do feel superior or something like that. Well, when I normally go...
Why shouldn't they are the firstborn. Why shouldn't they feel superior? What's wrong with it?
Yeah. So, when I go to evangelism, I used to go alone. I used to meet some people. They normally share the same, you know, opinion or, you know, something like that. So, I just want you to please tell whoever or those that indulge in, you know, such thing, they should stop, because Biafra is going to bring a new lease into our lives. We want to chart a new course now. Whatever that divides us, people, you know, should stop doing those things. And I want to tell, whether you are from Were or Anioma or Ikwere, don't allow anybody to intimidate you. Whoever tells you that you are not a real Igbo, challenge him on that. Tell him that you are a real Igbo, and tell him why did he say he's more superior than him. The only thing is that in every language or tribe, there exist dialects. So it's healthy. It's not only, you know, in Igbo land. Even here in London, Scottish, they speak different dialects. So the Igbo as a race, we have so many dialects. For example, if I'm from Owerri, if I speak my dialect, well, some people from Enugu also may not understand me. But we should use Central Igbo, which they use in writing Igbo literature or Igbo books. Everybody will hear it. So when people speak their dialect, nobody should mock them. Because it's healthy. So I'm telling you, please, director, sometimes you tell on this, the educated people to have different dialects. It's not only Igbo, you know, among Igbo tribes that you see things like that.
Thank you very much.
So,
thank you very much, Madabra. Thank you. Because we have to proceed, because there's also somebody waiting on the phone before I come to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Alessa, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Alessa, this is your junior brother. I don't know. I'm calling from Sweden.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you make me proud every day by day. My strength is becoming bigger and bigger. Concerning this restoration of our beautiful Biafra land. You know, that is what you do. I always ask Chukwu Abiama to strengthen you, to protect you, to protect also all the Biafrans, all the hardcore Biafran all over the world.
You see?
Because this time will not be like 1967 to 1970.
Impossible.
We have this light that you have put on in our hearts. We will not let it off until Biafra is left off.
You see?
I just want to appreciate you and appreciate all the wonderful people of Biafra in Netherlands. That it showed me, I'm convinced, because Netherlands is playing football today and they abandon all those things and be there with you.
I salute them.
I am very proud of them. And my regard is to everybody who is there with you.
Thank you.
I say that may Chukwu Abiama bless and encourage and energize everybody there in Netherlands with you.
Thank you.
Director, I don't know, want to take much time. I just want to inform the indigenous people of Biafra here in Sweden that we are progressing. Those who don't want to come out and join us, you have to sit down and ask yourself questions. Who you are and where are you from? You know the truth, but you are only afraid to identify who you are. And that is why things are getting difficult for you. Please, my brother and sister, even those from Ibanke Shekiri, Ijo, who have already come out, what about those who are Igbos, sitting here in Sweden, don't want to come out and join us, join the Afla family in Sweden? Please, I'm saying to all of you, please come out and locate our family. We have three branches here, Malmo, Gothenburg, and Stockholm. This is the time, the only chance we have. Don't let this, don't let behind. Please come out and join us so that we will sing this love song in our land, not in a strange land anymore. I will say may God continue to bless and energize all the wonderful Biafran all over the world. May Tukwa Abiyama continue to strengthen you. No retreat, no surrender.
Yes, sir.
That is all what I have to say. God bless all of you.
Thank you very much. Good night and God bless you too. We are listening to all over the world. The lines are going crazy. Here all the time. My dear brother, you will continue. We are here to see the people of Amsterdam. With your permission, we won't take any more calls.
Question goes direct to you.
Go ahead.
It's about some significant issues that you mentioned. You know, we are here in Europe. Sometimes when you mention about weapons or you know, container load of weapons, you know, and I really understand these people that sometimes they don't like us, and using such a statement in a worldwide broadcast, I don't know how you see it. Don't you have some another name to give it?
No, we don't. Because we call a spade a spade. So, do they have defense budget here? No. Do they have defense budget in Netherlands?
They have.
To defend Netherlands, yes?
Yes.
And we are defending Biafra, isn't it? So, what's wrong with that?
Okay, that's my question. I thank you very much for, you know, for all the effort you're putting for this Biafra call. And equally, the coordinator.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. So, are you saying we shouldn't defend Biafra land?
No.
You see, this is the mistake we make all the time. And what our brother is pointing out is absolutely correct. We are Republicans. You know the meaning of it? Listen. There is a saying where we come from. Everybody wants to know what you're asking them to come and do with you. Everybody. We don't follow people blindly. And in the process of explaining to you what we are doing, because if we don't convince you, you won't come. You want to know. But in the process of convincing you, we now reveal things we shouldn't be revealing. My dear brother, if we go around the world saying, give us money, that's something we want to do, do you think anybody will talk to us? Isn't it? It is our unique nature. We want to know. That is why I believe in transparency. That is why radio, there is account, is online now. Go and download it and see for yourself. How much you contributed, how much you spent, how much we spent, and where we spent is online. Go and see it. And you know one thing? Since the day that was published, nobody talks about account anymore. They've moved on to something else that we don't want to unite with, but we can't, we can't unite with you. If you're not mentally strong, we can't unite with you. You and I can be working together today. Any day you do something wrong or you decide to go, the secret we share, I can never tell the next person. It's in the course of fighting for Biafra. But some of us, with our Hausa Fulani blood in us, we have become so vindictive that once there is any disagreement, you don't know that Biliem went to UK government asking them to deport Uchemefo. You don't know? You don't know they went to Interpol to stop me when I'm coming in. Even today, as I was at the airport, I saw them for the first time seeing them with a sniffer dog outside the aircraft. Aircraft coming from Rome. I said, what is this? And I was waiting for them. Do you know the red petition for British government to close Radio Biafra in London? And you want me to work with them? How is that possible? We must be able to reason. Very important. Do you want to get Biafra? If the answer is yes, then do it our way. And Biafra will come. Any other way, it won't come. My dear brother, please go ahead. We are not taking any more calls for now. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Hello, people of Biafra. I thank you all this day. My name is Tochuk. I'm from Nnewi. My house is 5 minutes to Dim Chukwuemeka Ojukwu. It baffles me a lot. The name Biafra. Biafra is where the humanitarian aid started first in the world. Biafra. So my question goes to you, Director. You're talking about arms. I want that name, Nigeria, to fall, even today. How can we get this arm to those Biafran people? This is what I'm talking.
How we can get it is, there are two ways to get arms. One is that those of you here in the Netherlands will put money together, send somebody from Netherlands to go to a place we will tell you of. You go there and they tell you what do you want and this is the price. Then you come back here, you all have a meeting, they say we have found a place. And there ends the negotiation. We then take over. We move it from wherever it is and take it into our land. Because our people are very, very strange and funny. Some of you, you may know that we are raising $8 million to do this. And some of us, we've not seen $10 before in our lives. So when you think about it, so does it mean my money is going to go into making up $8 million? Then devil will come to you and say, no, they may not be serious. Don't trust them. And I ask you, what is the alternative? What is the alternative? Or can help on their water to kill our mothers at home? You tell me now, what is, in the absence of weapons today, they have already come with AK-45 assault rifles. How do you stop them? How? When you are busy playing peace, oh, we want to be peaceful. Europe, ordinary Yoruba, they were given a contract. 600,000 of them, or how many of them? God knows. 600 of them working in Abuja. You that is doing peace in Masov, but of course kidnapping yourselves. Peace, we love peace. Where are you? You are in prison yard. You are in detention. You are in mortuaries, you are in your graves. You find it easy to forgive a Hausa man that killed, that opened the stomach of pregnant women, brought out unborn babies and cut them into pieces. You are willing to forgive Hausa men that went to the home of an Igbo lecturer in Maiduguri, killed the man and gave the flesh to the wife to eat before killing her. This one happened this year. You've forgiven them. But you bring the sins of a Wazurike and put it on our head to answer all the time. I want somebody to stand up and say, this is what Nnamdi Kanu did. You did this wrong. Nobody tells me that. Nobody. All I do is to answer question after question on the credibility of what we are doing. Let me tell you something. Ojukwu said one thing a while ago, that even the stones will rise up to fight for Biafra. If you decide not to fight or to contribute weapons, I will go to Benin and recruit men that will fight. Edo, you know they are warriors. Do you know that? They'll come and fight if you don't want to. Everybody in the so-called minority, they are ready, waiting for the head to get its acts together. Waiting for Anambra to get its acts together. Anambra, of course, Nri is the first child. People from that area, they are number one. So if they are posing and doing this and that, you should forgive them. Opera is a big thing in Igbo land. Ask anybody. Am I lying? First son is a big thing now. It's not something you play with. Although on Sundays when they give you Isiokoko, there is nothing in it. You know the first son always eats Isiokoko, you know that? But there's nothing in it. But because you are the first male child, we must come together as one or else become extinct. Go ahead, please.
nothing again to say. What we have to say is, without fight, we can't get this Biafra. We have to stand up and fight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. How can somebody sit so one place and be telling you about freedom? I'm in court. They go to court. In the case between Biafra and Nigeria, suit number FHC/2801/WY. What nonsense is that? Freedom fighting. A Hausa man is responsible for the court adjudicating on the right of Biafra to emerge and take its rightful position as an independent entity. You think they will allow you? The answer is no. Biafra will come in such a way that forever and ever all of you will worship Chukwu Abiama. Watch and see what is going to happen. If you like, you come. If you like, don't come. If you join our enemies, we kill you. People are going to see something they have never seen before in their lives. I say something and I do it. You are about to see how freedom fighting is done, Biafran style. We are going to mobilize you all over the world. Everywhere you have a Biafran, including Trinidad and Tobago, including Jamaica, including New Zealand, wherever there are Biafrans, you are raising them. Those born Biafrans who believe in truth and honesty as the only way out of any situation you find yourself in. The Inezio Kubundo. But nobody here has ever said something. He did. I have not done anything. All I have done is to love you more than you love yourself. You don't think that I want to go to a child christening ceremony in the Newi and drive back to Ibeku that same night? Or take the train back to Ibeku that same night? You don't think I want to be outside and be playing and discussing or debating how to wallodge from morning to night? I would love that. Don't you think I would like to know how come there is Afara in Abagana? How come there is Afara in Imo State of today? How come there is Afara in Abia State? Have you ever asked yourself that question? How come all these names, the same name, is dotted everywhere? How come? Does it mean they are related? How? We have so many philosophical questions to ask. I cannot do that in a foreign land. I can't. Because as you're walking, maybe here as well, trying to think and to be a philosopher, bills are dropping through the letterbox. Is that correct? They pay you with one hand, you pay them back with the other. If you manage to scrap away money to save, to buy a ticket to go home, that's it. After 2 weeks, you run back. That means you're a slave. I was not born to be a slave. I was born a Biafran. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. My name is Taiwo Feisipo. I'm a Nigerian, and I will, because of time, I think I will make the question very short.
Make it short,
so
please.
Tomorrow,
go ahead.
Then I will introduce myself very well. The first question is, why indigenous Biafra? Because this is a question that is being asked often and often, because I have a place that I tell people about what is happening here. So they question and say, what is indigenous? What is Biafra? So that's the first question. Second question is that, is Biafra or your movement alliance with people or other groups who are non-Biafra but are supportive? That's the second question. So tomorrow then we can go further for more things because of time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I will start with the last question you asked. other groups are supporting us. I have not hidden the fact that the Catalan separatist movement is in support of what we are doing. I have been to Barcelona to see them. I have been to the grave of the person that played for Biafra Football Club. He died and was buried with Biafran flag. Not even Ojukwu was buried with Biafran flag. He was buried with Nigerian flag because we are cowards. So we have friends. They are the only ones I'm at liberty to mention. There are numerous of them everywhere. They try to make contact with me. Oduwa People's Congress tried to make contact with me and a few other people that we are working with. And I said to them to go and start action. If you start fighting, then we know you're serious. You must go to the point of no return to get your country first. Then you come to us. We are working with people. We are not at liberty to give away their names. What is indigenous? Indigenous is something as saying you are an indigene of. Is that correct? Most of you are indigenous of somewhere. People that come from Biafra, they are indigenous to Biafra land. That is where they come from. And what is Biafra? I come from a village called Afara to start with. And our original name was Biafra. It was Biafra, and then Biafra. Biafra means come and join. There was something our brother here from Nnewi said, which did not resonate with some of you. You see asylum. You call it Aduro, is that correct? We started it. Asylum. To give people asylum, we started giving people asylum before this place was formed. Biafra means come and join. That is where I come from. Afara means exactly that. Join. Simple as that. That is, our name is original. And people that come from there, you are indigenous to that place. You are an indigene, making you therefore indigenous to Biafra land, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow, I would welcome you to come. When you're coming tomorrow, you bring more Nigerians with you. Because I want to address them. I want them to ask questions. And I will advise you also, if you are indigenous to Duduwa, if you're indigenous to Bini, Edo people are very brave people. I like them. Bini, very, very strong. They fought the British the hardest in all of Africa. They fought more than we did. Bini fought the British very, very well and hard. If you're from Arewa, if you're from anywhere, that is who you are. I resent the idea that a white man can come and give you a name that has no meaning. I resent it completely. Only a dog can you give a name and a dog will take it. That is why the word Nigeria makes me sick. It gives me headache. It has no meaning. It has no resonance. It has no rhyme to it. I may be a black African, but I am not a stupid black African. The next person, please. Is that it? That it? Okay. One more person.
Hello. Good evening, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. My name is George Ekemezi from Agupunri. My young man, Nnamdi Kanu, you are welcome.
Young man?
my young man as well. You are welcome.
I'm very happy. Come here. You know how old I am?
You are young man. You are too young, my brother. Before we are dragging about what he did before, everybody was running away that they don't want to belong, they don't want to come to join the Biafra. Thank God today that you came. You
You explain everything, how everything happened. Everybody is happy. Anybody that steps his foot here today is happy and is ready to join the truth. You are welcome. I thank you for whatever God is using you to do for we and for our family in back in Africa. The only thing I have to tell you or to give you is whatever you are doing in this life, do it because of God, not because of human being.
That's correct.
Because why I say this is this. If don't leave your children apart, leave your wife apart, face this Biafra you are back to face now, you are going to pass a lot of persecution. Let me just tell you. You are going to suffer for it and you are going to get it. Yes, now, I'm giving you the land of Agbapuri, being the offer to go. If you have good thing in mind to achieve this aim, no matter the suffer, no matter the persecution and everything, God will see you through.
Yes,
but if you have bad, if you have double mind on this issue that you can lead us tomorrow, you left us like the way Wazirika did. Let the cry of the babies, the blood is crying. Who is going to help me? Who is going to deliver my people? You come out as a young as you are. I thought that the person that is coming is old man. But I see you. I was shocked, my brother. I'm totally shocked that he came and said you want to fight for this. Let him take your life. That you must sure achieve it. You will achieve it. We are going to achieve it. Yes, God sir. Will see you through. Yes, God will see you. Anything you put your hand, God will make it successful for you.
Yes, sir.
The only thing I have to tell you, I give you the land of Agbapuri, the Ofonri. Let him guide you. Let him go with you. Wherever you go, you are going on air, you are going on the spirit, you are going on the road, he will guide you. Nothing, nobody on earth can do to you because you are fighting just truth, and the truth will see you through. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you very much.
And Director Namdi, good evening once again.
Good evening.
My name is once again Chinonye Uzodima Ikechukwu.
Yes.
Like I said before, I'm highly humbled to see you face to face. In fact, the first time I listened to, I began the beginning of this year listening to Radio Biafra. Just once I listened, because my friend has been sending me mails. He lives in London. So he kept sending me mails. Once, I just said, okay, let me just go and, you know, listen to what he's saying. Once I listened, my brother, I was just carried away. And by the time I looked at your profile on Facebook, I saw the name, Kamanozus. My goodness. Because I have never heard that name in a very long time. Let me say, in over 10 years, when my grandmom used to live, I think when we did something wrong, she would use that name to curse us. So when I heard that name, so I was marveled. And then ever since then, I will say I have fallen in love with you and what you do and what you say.
Thank you.
In my life, I have seen heroes. I have heard about heroes. But no one has impacted my life the way you've impacted it. I have learned a lot from you. You are my teacher. I have learned a lot from you. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, I hear, you know, on radio, people say, positively and negatively, that they are jealous of you. But brother, I cannot be jealous of you because what you do, I cannot even attempt, you know, it in any way. And in my lifetime, the life, you know, the people I have gone, the people I am meeting now in my generation, I have not seen anybody who can replicate what you are doing. I mean, it's awesome to know, to bring us back to whom we are. Giving us that confidence, that hope again that we had lost
You know. So, and the other thing I wanted to say, because it's good, even you brought it up again, because it's a question I wanted to ask, because you said, whenever Biafra comes, that your work is gone, and your work is done, and you're finished. And I will have to disagree with you here. Why do I have to say that? Because you always say that Biafra is never going to be like the zoo.
Impossible.
Or any other African country.
Impossible. It can never be.
And I just want to tell you here that, you know, if we are liberated by next year, God, as God will have it, many of us are still coming from that zoo. There are some blood, there are some things we have carried from the zoo to come into Biafra. So, if you go, Biafra comes and you go to sleep, my brother, I think things will go bad. So, my little advice is, when Biafra comes, even though you don't want to take any position in Biafra, but my brother, you have to be a watchdog over Biafra. Because you have the truth. And you speak the truth. So, and it's that truth that people are afraid of. So, that is just what I want to say for now. By tomorrow, we will continue. And I thank you so very much. And I am very, very happy that you are here in the Netherlands. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello. Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Nande Kalu, you are highly welcome all the way from Biafra land to London, from London to Zurich. To here.
Thank you.
My question is that my name is Chigozie Modika. I'm from Newe. My question is that what will we do? Because last 2 months I was in Nigeria, some people they are mounting all this Biafra flag everywhere. Even my wife, my family, anywhere they see like, hey, this that. If you see, if you know what these people did it in Subway, a lot of anyone in chat, even I want to buy something for my car. They are using knife and killing people. They are mounting their flag everywhere. A lot of people are scared of this flag, you know. I don't know if there's any way we will make our own different from them, or any organization we will register our own. So they know that the Biafra is not the one we are fighting for. So this is what I want to ask. Thank you very much. Huh?
Thank you. Thank you. See, that is the problem. He's been home. When I was telling you people that this man is evil since 2009, most of you did not listen. There is nothing I have said that hasn't come to pass. Chukwu Abiama is my witness. If I tell you that somebody is bad, that person is very, very bad. Trust me. Do you see what Satan is doing with our flag? They are mounting our flag now that should bring hope to our people. When they look at it, they are scared. All those children that were born by wayward women after the war, they have now grown up. They are in their 30s, some early 40s. They are the ones wreaking havoc upon the lives of our people using our treasured flag. The only reason why Chukwu Abiama has never destroyed that place till now is because of what you did on the 30th of May. You bought time with it. Our flag, this flag that men and women died under, 3.5 million, we cannot abandon to a rogue and a vagabond. We will reclaim our flag. And the best way to reclaim our flag is for you to do what we have asked you to do. Give us weapons. Owazurike is working for Hausa Fulani people. They planted him there to destroy the hope that you have. If you go back home tomorrow to say, I want Biafra, he will send people to attack you. Before they came to destroy our cenotaph, they planned with Nigerian police and they came. I knew they wanted me to kill a Nigerian police officer so he would call Jonathan for the army to seal that very place, declare me a wanted person so that my movement will be restricted. And once my movement is restricted, I cannot carry out this function the way I want to do it. They think we are daft. Do you know that Owasurike went to Nigerian police for Nigerian police to give them cover to come and destroy a building that did nothing to them? And they are working with Ohanaeze Ndigbo. In conjunction, you people don't know the amount of evil where you come from. On a full niche, you don't know. He went home. Now go home and see what is happening now. We have a very romantic view of our land. You know, when we are small, playing outside, a lot of innocence. You know, when your ball falls into the next compound, you can pick it up and you're still playing outside on the street. Very innocent. Go back home and see what is happening there. Go and see the level of evil and decadence where you come from. The level of iniquity in your villages. Then you not just buy us, you buy us aircraft. And how go no go on finish. When it happens, I will tell you I told you so. In 2011, I made a public statement that the Hausa people will come to your land and take it from you. People said I was mad. What is happening to that, Iziago? What is happening to that, Udi? What is happening today at Amansia? Gone. We still bury our heads in. I need Biafrans, for goodness sake. Born by Biafran men. Not those fathered by Hausa Fulani. There must be men, up to 100 of you. There must be. Or else we are finished. Or else we are finished. If Biafra gets to your generation, if our people get to this time, and we disappear from the pages of history books, none of you will have been worthy to have been born in the first place. Your birth would have been an accident of history. We will not allow this generation to disgrace our forefathers. We will not allow this present crop of men and women all over the world to abdicate their responsibility and stand idly by and watch as our lands are being taken over by men who are uncircumcised. Take the land of the children of God. We have committed sins in our time. We have prayed to Chukwu Abiyama to forgive us live on air. I don't do things in secret. If you know me, you know I don't. We are the cause of our own problem. At Arochukwu, we sold people. We converted Igwe Kala. Igwe is not a chief, it's not a political title. Igwe is a spiritual title. The conduit between the temporal and the spiritual. Igwe Kala, this is what we call it, where we come from. Or in our own case, Kamanos. Those that are the conduit, the chief priest, that's their name. Igwe is the chief priest, not a political appointee. You converted it to something else. You were selling people at Arochukwu. These days you are selling babies. I thought you said you're rich and comfortable. How come your daughters are selling their children to buy weave on Brazilian hair? I rest my case. Ezibotu Wejim, to be honest with you. If I had the means to raise the weapons, you wake up one morning and hear that Biafra is free. But then you will accuse me of having an agenda. He has an agenda. That is where gossiping is not good. Anything you want to tell me, you tell me to my face. I will value you more. Gossip is meant for women. And funny enough, you women don't even gossip. I am relying on Amsterdam to do something to fulfill what I was told outside, that those of them in Amsterdam are capable of funding the entire war from beginning to the end. That's what I was told. In Germany, of all places. That those of them in Amsterdam are richer than them. I'm not sure. That's what I was told. Please, do you have some? Who else has something? Because we must close. We need to prepare for tomorrow morning broadcast as well. Please, go ahead.
Our good director, we are the son of the soil of our Biafra. And one thing I would observe here now is one time ago in Nigeria, when I was in Nigeria, there was one guy that I met at Jos. When we are talking about Biafra, he said that, "Are you from Biafra?" Then I said, "Yes, I'm from Biafra." He said, "You sure that you are from Biafra?" I said, "Yes." So why? We are the people that born to rule all over the Nigeria. I said, "No. You are from Hausa, people that Kale Nama moving around all the Nigerians."
Of course.
Because of that, the guy bring dagger.
Huh?
The guy bring knife. Said that he will choke me the knife if I say that thing again. It's okay. Because if I say that I'm from Biafra, the son of the soil, that I cannot fear you. Anything that you want us to do here, we will do it. It's okay. Because of what you said, I remember some certain things. And there is some question that I want to ask, because I believe anywhere that we are three or four gathered to fight one or two, one thing, all our mind will go straight, and we are targeting to get what we are fighting for. But one thing will make us to be slacked down is if there is no any truth, because we are what we try to put in our mind is that we will try to love ourselves, because love can move us to pull the mountain down when we go back. Because when we didn't love ourselves, we still have a problem. That is why, if we can maintain that love, L-O-V-E, we will surely to bring down our Biafra back to our home. Nothing that we do, even if they want us to move now, how many of us were prepared to going down to fight for the people that holding our land? As we are calling ourselves the people that being everybody that coming out are saying that we are Biafra. We didn't see anything or any action that's showing that we are fighting our land. We are fighting for our land. Because of that, our director, as we are now moving to giving us the fruit of heart, what we do and where we will stop. You made a good point, and that's what I want. When something is hurting you in mind, yeah, what you will do? You have to conquer yourself and think twice. We don't want, when we are moving forward and fighting for our land, and everybody will see that this is the people that are suffering. How many of us here now? And you are here to listen and calculating what tomorrow we give us. And every one of us have many things to do. Every one of us have many things to do. And we just and we leave it to come together and fighting for our land, which is very good. Because of the time, I would like every one of us to have mind. Tomorrow is a good day
for us
to fight our good land in our. Thank you, Madebra.
Madebra, thank you very much. One more person. How many people want to speak before we close? Because we'll be back here again tomorrow, mind you. Yeah, please come forward. Go ahead.
Uh, Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Uzoma Chukwu. I'm from Imo State in Mbitoli, in Biafra land. I'm trying to chip one thing, Director, if you permit me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Please, there's many people here who believe in Bilie. Bilie Human Rights Initiative.
Which of the Bilies? The Bilie that was founded in the Bilie, the meeting was held here, or the Bilie in London? Which one is it?
Bilie from Engineer Obio. I don't know if anybody know Engineer Obio here. Yeah.
Where is he? Why is he not here?
Is he living here in Amsterdam?
Why didn't he come?
I don't know.
Is he afraid? I am here. I don't want people saying they will see me when I come. Tell Obiang that I'm here. If he's a man, he will come to see me. I am in Amsterdam. He should come to see me. If he does not see me, then he's a coward.
Director, what I want to put chip in is that this guy has been confronted me many times that he wants to make peace with Director. But I know he's listening where he is now. Mm-hmm. Director is here.
Then let him come out.
So
isn't
please,
it?
Tomorrow is another day for you, my brother. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you want to belong where we belong, because I don't belong in Owasrike. I don't belong in APC. I don't have no party. I'm not PDP. You know? Because I already volunteer myself, as you see me so. Any day he started, my brother. I'm from Owa in Mbitoli. So I'm not fearing. My mother, my father, he born me very good, the way I understand. You know? Not here standing. So I see many people, football star, they start going to watch football. It's not the way we're going to get Biafra. You have to abandon. I'm coming from Den Haag. I'm still here. If you believe in Biafra, bring your heart down. Not to talk too much, or if you don't have money, you volunteer yourself.
Simple.
It's all what I want to say, Director. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Director.
My dear brother.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My brothers and sisters in Biafra family, I thank all of you. Biafra all over the world. I thank all of you. Who said that we are not cooperating? We are cooperating.
Of course we are.
All over the world. It's not easy. So my brothers, I still thank God in a greater way for our brother's life. When I was coming in, I was looking for our director. I don't know that he's a young man, my own son. I say, God, glory be to you. My brothers, it's not easy. It's not easy. That's the way we are looking for. It's on our hand. It's on our hand. We have tried the issue before, and we know how it's sweet. It's very sweet. And it's bitter. So we have to do it again. My children, you have to do it again. We retired already. I thought to take his here. Bakana Island. Yes, my first attempt. When you finish from Umunoki, they take us by flying boat, click, 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 for 3 hours before you get deployed. And the gunboat is the target, so you have to fire. Number 6 is always here, applied. So my brothers, there's no need of wasting our time. The ball is on our court. Two things only. Yourself or your money.
Simple.
Yeah. Because nothing goes free. Nothing is free. Even to succeed from here, to say I will not marry again, to go and divorce. It's not easy. Yeah? Yeah? So my brothers, I thank God in a greater way for your life.
Thank you.
And I wish you messy journey. Yeah, coming is blessing, you're going is blessing.
Same.
And my brothers, you can see yourself. Because when you went to America, I'd be following up. When you went to America, you say, what is happening? But you see what is happening here.
I know.
My people are ready.
Mm-hmm.
As I tell you, they are ready more than you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we see what will happen here.
I know.
And you have to be proud of us.
I am, honestly, I am.
I thank God for you people. I thank God for your life.
Thank you.
I thank all of Biafra and all over the world. And the victory is ours, in Jesus' name.
You say, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. We have to
bring the program to an end, to allow you to go and prepare for tomorrow. Tomorrow will start on time. If you want us to start tomorrow, any time, I'm here for you. If you want us to start at 4, at 5, at 6, it's up to you. We can do a town hall meeting again before we go on air tomorrow. Or we can start the program, we can announce it to the world that we can start the program early tomorrow. Yes? Good. 6. Tomorrow we start 6, which is 6 is 5 p.m. UK time. UTMFO, please take note. We start 5 p.m. tomorrow by Simamezu, Karo Monday. All those that ensure that we bring live uninterrupted program to our audience around the world, tomorrow we start 5 p.m. Biafra Land time, which is 5 p.m. in the UK. I must therefore, our coordinator will speak tomorrow before I leave here the day after tomorrow. I must thank each and every one of you for coming. And we also pray for those that the demon of football possessed. We must pray for them. They are still part of us. It's understandable. You have done us very, very proud today. You have continued what was done in Zurich, what they did in Geneva. That same momentum has been carried here into Amsterdam. There is no doubt in my mind, therefore, that even here in Amsterdam, where they say they spend their time having good time, they say there is a place where they showcase Omo Agbawa in a glass somewhere, where they go to. You all came here because you are Biafrans. I salute each and every one of you. Each and every, I'm so proud of all of you for being here. And I'll reserve my judgment for tomorrow because I say it always on the last day. But if judging by what I saw here today, I could have announced to the world that there are Biafrans in Amsterdam. But I wait till tomorrow because I'm impressed, very, very impressed. The way you waited for me to arrive and how you have conducted yourself has been exemplary. Other people must emulate what happened here in Amsterdam today. I thank all of you for coming. But I must remind you that Biafra is more than life itself. To us, Biafra is our religion. That is how we worship God, because we are truthful. And on this platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you till tomorrow, when you shall assemble here again. Because all of you in Amsterdam are indeed very formidable. More importantly, this same God of ours, Chukwu Abiama, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much wherever you are, and good night from Amsterdam.
Thank you very much. 5 p.m. here. 6 p.m.